انصاف حسنان كريمان فاطمة وعلي رضي الله عنهما.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we bring a new program for you which goes by the title of The Parents of Hasanane Kareemain. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Hasanane Kareemain, meaning Imam Hasan Mujtaba radiyallahu anh and Imam Hussain radiyallahu anh, they're those individuals who are the leaders of the youth of paradise, those individuals who are referred to as being the flowers of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam within this world. They hold such supreme rank, so we can imagine how honored and highly elevated their blessed parents would be. The more noble a child is, the more pious their parents are considered. Parents are recognized through the traits of their children. So when we talk about Hasanane Kareemain radiyallahu anhum, those who are the leaders of youth in paradise, those who are beloved to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then we can imagine that what great upbringing their blessed parents, they would have provided them with, and what great rank and honor they themselves would have. The parents of Hasanane Kareemain, Mawla Mushkil Kusha, Sher-e Khuda, the Lion of Allah, Aliul Murtaza, Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, and their blessed mother, who is the leader of the women of paradise, who is Sayyidatun Nisa, who is the most superior woman of the entire world, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So inshallah azza wa jal, in this program of ours, we will be talking about the blessed father of Hasanane Kareemain, Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtaza Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, and Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who is their blessed mother. But in today's episode, inshallah azza wa jal, we'll mainly focus on Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtaza Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, the blessed father of Hasanane Kareemain radiyallahu anhum. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtaza Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, what a great personality. He is someone who is amongst Ashara Mubashara. He's someone who's amongst Khulafai Rashideen, the fourth rightly guided caliph of Islam. He is the cousin of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He is the son-in-law of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He is that personality who was brought up by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And what can be said about the honor, the grandeur, the dignity of that individual who was brought up by none other than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself. So please stay with us from start till end. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, our hearts will be enlightened with the mention and love of Mawla Mushkil Kusha, the Lion of Allah, Ali al-Murtaza, Karramallahu ta'ala, Wajhahul Kareem. Today, to discuss further on this topic, Alhamdulillah, we have our beloved brother Rizwan with us, who will be taking us through this discussion in our program and enlighten our hearts further with the mention, with the love, with the dignity, with the eminence, with the honor of Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtaza Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. So without any further delay, let's go towards our beloved Rizwan bhai and ask him to enlighten our hearts on Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. Rizwan bhai, jazakallah for taking some time out for us today. And the topic of the day, Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtaza Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, great personality by the sake of whom people, awliya karam, are given wilaya.
Subhanallah.
By the sake of whom, alhamdulillah, we ourselves get honored by talking about him.
Subhanallah.
So today, we'll be talking about Mawla Mushkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. How would you enlighten our hearts with his mention in regards to his introduction, so our viewers can also learn more about him?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Jazakallahu khairan. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to dhikr of Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. Subhanallah, fourth caliph of Islam. And what a great personality in the history of Islam. Someone, subhanallah, who is the coolness of our hearts and our minds. The dhikr of Mawla Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem gives satisfaction to the hearts of believers. Wasim bhai, if you talk about the introduction of Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, he radiallahu anhu was born in Makkatul Mukarrama, and the mother of Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha, Sayyidatuna Fatima bint Asad radiallahu ta'ala anha, she named him Haydar. And the father of Mawla Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem named him Ali. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave him the title of Asadullah. Whereas his other very famous titles include Murtada, which is the chosen one, subhanallah, and Sheri Khuda, Lion of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha. These are few main titles which have been awarded to Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha, karramallahu ta'ala, Wajhahul Kareem. As far as the relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is concerned, he was the son of uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. You can say cousin of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But subhanallah, at very young age, Sayyidina Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha, when his age was 10 years, he came in the blessed court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, in some terms you can say, adopted him. And he brought him in his own house. You can say he was brought up by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. There are so many sahaba ikram, and there are different ages they came in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But if you talk about the life of Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, one of the distinctive features he possesses is that, subhanallah, his childhood was also spent in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His adulthood was also spent in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And throughout his life, he was present in the blessed court of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In other words, you can say he was brought up, his tarbiyah was directly done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Such a great personality.
And what can we say about that personality who's been brought up by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who's the mercy of the entire universe? And Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, being brought up by none other than the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam himself. Now, Rizwan bhai, when we're talking about Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, this title karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem,
subhanallah,
what is the reason for this title being awarded to him? Now, regarding this, ulama state that because Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem never prostrated to an idol, he never committed idolatry, that is the reason why this title was awarded to him, karramallahu.
This question is very common. You see, some of the people that we hear, that we say Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala an. So question arises in our mind that what is the reason why we say karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem with the name of Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha. So beautiful reason. If you could please explain it again for the viewers of Madani Channel.
Subhanallah. The reason because he radiyallahu an never prostrated to an idol. That's Allah, why this title, karramallahu wajhahul kareem, was given to Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu anhu.
He was the first one to embrace Islam being a child
amongst the youth,
children.
Subhanallah.
Yeah. Wasim bhai, there are many fada'il and excellences which have been mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam about the excellence of Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. One of the excellences which have been mentioned is that Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem has been declared as a symbol of Iman.
Subhanallah.
The love of Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha radiyallahu ta'ala an, if it is present in the heart of a believer, that is symbol of his Iman.
Subhanallah.
See, subhanallah. And the malice of Sayyidina Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha radiyallahu ta'ala an, Allahu Akbar, this is classed as the symbol of nifaq,
Allah,
hypocrisy.
Allah.
So you can understand, subhanallah, the excellence of Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha radiyallahu ta'ala an, in a sense that, subhanallah, his personality is a mi'ar, his personality is a standard. right? To judge if someone has got the level of Iman, subhanAllah. So the one who will love Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha radiallahu anhu, the more he has the love of Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha, that means his Iman is more and more powerful, subhanAllah. And likewise, if someone has got malice against Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha, this is symbol of nifaq, hypocrisy. So this tells us, subhanAllah, if we have got the more love for Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha, that would mean the more faith, Iman we possess in our hearts.
Iman is the essence of a believer. Everything else is on one side, and Iman is overweighs everything else.
And one of the yardsticks and one of the standards which have been mentioned to judge, to measure one's Iman's level is love of Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha.
So, in other words, what we learn from what you just mentioned is that the more you love Mawla Mushkil Kusha, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, the more accomplished believer you become.
Alhamdulillah. The faces of believers, you see, the smile spreads on their faces. They become fresh when they talk about
And this also
Ali.
Used to be a sign of determining who is a true believer who is a hypocrite.
And who is munafiq. Allah
Indeed, they used to talk about Mawla Mushkil Kusha, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And he who used to get happy, they used to realize that he is a mu'min, he's a believer.
Allah.
And he who used to make up a face, or who used to get saddened upon the mention of Mawla Mushkil Kusha, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, this used to be a symbol of his hypocrisy.
Allah
subhanAllah,
no
beautifully
doubt.
Mentioned. And as you're talking about the excellences of Mawla Mushkil Kusha, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, mentioned in a hadith, there's a beautiful hadith, Rizwan Bhai, Imam Tirmizi rahimahullah mentions in Sunan Tirmizi, where he writes that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhu, he has narrated that the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when in Madinatul Munawwara, brotherhood was formed amongst Sahaba Karam alayhim ridwan. Now, what happened was that every Sahabi, he was made a brother of the other Sahabi. And now, a time when all of them had been assigned to another Sahabi and brotherhood was formed amongst them, now Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, he was left alone. There was no one left to be assigned to him as his brother. So Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, he started to weep,
Allahu Akbar,
shedding tears. He came in the court of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he asked that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, you've formed brotherhood amongst all the companions, but I've been deprived. There's no one left with whom you can form my brotherhood. And to this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he replied, Anta akhi fi dunya wal akhirah. Meaning that you are my brother in this world as well as in the hereafter.
Allah.
So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the honor Allah he gave to Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, that everyone has been assigned brother, but I am your brother in this world as well as in the hereafter.
What a great remark.
What else can we say more than this when it comes to the excellence of Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem? The honor is there, the family terms are there, being son-in-law, giving your own daughter to someone, that you know, family term is also there. And over here, you know, classifying himself to be his brother in this world and in the hereafter.
Wasima, you mentioned there about the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam gave his beloved daughter in the nikah of Sayyidina Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. The second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanAllah, he mentions about the excellences of Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This also tells us, when someone is praising Allahu Akbar, this tells us the love between them, between Khulafa'i Rashidun, right? The love they possessed between them. Allahu Akbar. The second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says that there are three excellence which have been awarded to Aliul Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Amongst those three, just only one, if that would have been awarded to me, I would have regarded as better than red camels for me.
Allahu Akbar.
And he then mentions those three fada'il, those three excellences. What are they? He radiallahu anhu says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave his beloved daughter in the nikah of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And the second main excellence which he radiallahu anhu mentions, that Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem's house was adjacent to Masjidun Nabiwi Yash-Sharif ala sahib has-salat was-salam, and it was halal for him what was only halal for Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. Allahu Akbar. And in Ghazwa-e Khaybar, the third excellence which is mentioned, the flag of Islam was handed to Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. So these three distinctive qualities, attributes or excellences which have been, subhanallah, which is distinctive to Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem alone. Allahu Akbar. Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu says, amongst these three, if only I would have got just one, I would have regarded them as better than red camels for me.
And who's saying that?
Allahu Akbar.
Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, the second caliph of Islam, regarding whom it is said that the Satan would change path upon Allah looking at Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. He's saying,
there is no Nabi after Rasulullah alayhi salatu was salam. If there was,
it would have been Umar. And he is saying this about Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, subhanallah. And again, when you're talking about the excellences of Mullah Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, it is one with countless narrations we come across in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself honored Mullah Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem with various excellences. There's another narration in Bukhari and Muslim where Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu, he mentions that at the occasion of the Battle of Tabuk, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left for that expedition, then he alayhi salatu wasalam left Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem behind as the Caliph of Medina,
right,
as his representative behind. Now Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, he humbly said that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're leaving me as your representative, as your caliph over the women and children over here. As in, he was saddened upon the fact that he wasn't being able to participate in that expedition along with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So he said that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're leaving me as your khalifa behind over these women and children. To which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he replied that, are you not content upon the fact that I leave you behind me the way Musa alayhi salam left Harun alayhi salam behind?
Allahu Akbar.
However, the difference is that there's no prophet after me. So these were the words that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentioned to Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem to hearten him, to gladden him, to please him. And this is something that really pleased Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. Honor. And this was...
What an example Rasulullah alayhi
salam. Indeed, alayhi salatu wasalam. That was a passion of Mawla Mushkil Kusha to participate in that expedition along with the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This was his passion. But the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, what honor he gave Mawla Mushkil Kusha was, of course, to overcome that grief or that sadness that he had faced because of not being able to participate in that expedition. That, are you not happy upon the fact that I leave you behind the way Musa left Harun behind, alayhi wasalam? But the difference is that there's no prophet after me. And listening to this glad tiding really, really made Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem happy. And this really, through this, he received tranquility and solace. So this is the maqam, the status that Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem has, which is beyond our comprehension. So Rizwan bhai, when we're talking about the excellences of Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, we come across many ahadith where the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the excellences of Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. Do we find any excellences of Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem in the glorious Quran?
You must see, my one ayah of Quran, which is in Surah Al-Baqarah 274, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And its translation is, those who donate their wealth by night and by day, in secret or in public, for them their reward is with their Lord, and they shall neither have fear nor will they grieve. Sadr al-Afadil, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Murad Abadi, he mentions in Tafsir Khazailul Irfan under this very ayah of Quran. According to one saying, this ayah was revealed in the excellence of Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajahul Kareem. And he radiallahu ta'ala had only 4 darahim, which is a currency, you can say a coin of silver. They used to call dirham and darahim, 4 darahim. He radiallahu anh had. And other than that, he radiallahu anh had nothing with him. That was the only wealth he had at that moment, 4 darahim. He, karramallahu ta'ala, wajahul kareem, donated them all in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One in the night, one in the day, one secretly, and one open.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. All these 4 ways were mentioned Allah in this verse in the Allah honor of Mullah Mushkil.
Now, they mentioned the reason why he did so, that he thought that in whatever way, form or shape, if something gets accepted in the court of Allah, Allah subhanAllah, I should also donate in the morning, Allah, maybe Allah that gets accepted in the court of Allah. I should also donate in the evening, maybe that gets accepted. I should donate secretly, maybe that gets accepted in the court of Allah. And I should donate openly, maybe that gets accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the mindset of our pious predecessors, likes of Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajahul kareem. They would not leave any stone unturned in order to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they would give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly, secretly, in the morning, in the evening. But what is our state today? This is what we need to understand. And when we are talking about the seerah of Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajahul kareem, where there are so many distinctive features his personality possesses, one of them is generosity. One of them is giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generously. One of them is subhanallah. When it comes to giving the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even you do not have anything, right? You just have 4 darahim and you completely give all of them in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you find different ways to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this you can see in the seerah of Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala.
SubhanAllah, beautiful, amazing. And he's thought about the quantity, is the quality,
Allah,
the sincerity,
ikhlas
of Allah, the intention that they possessed. Whatever they had, they would donate it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite being among those who were given the glad tiding of paradise by the owner of paradise within this world. This was their state. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know about the generosity of Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem as well, that how generous he was, and he would donate in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through every medium, whether it was openly, whether it was in secrecy, whether it was in the day, whether it was in the night. And look at the reward, that he is amongst those individuals for whom this verse was revealed in the glorious Quran, beautifully mentioned by Brother Rizwan. And what beautiful lesson we learn through this beautiful aspect of the seerah of Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, is that we should also donate wholeheartedly in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity of intentions, not to show off, not to make others aware of our generosity or donations that we make, but of a sole intention for donating in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be to earn His pleasure, to gain His pleasure. Inshallah Zawajal, this will also make us following in the footsteps of Mawla Mushkil Kusha, Sher-e-Khuda, the lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ali Al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Jee Rizwan bhai, we just spoke about the generosity of Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem as well. Now, the verse of the Quran you mentioned, it also highlights the fact that when this excellence is mentioned, now, what were the beliefs of other companions? What did they think about Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem? How did they deem his personality to be? Sayyidatuna Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Allahu Akbar. What's her name in the history of Islam? This in itself is Umm Salama radiyallahu anha. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha has narrated that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam stated that a hypocrite will never love Ali and a believer will never have malice, enmity for Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali Murtaza radiyallahu anhu. What a great honor, again, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, again, the point that you mentioned earlier. Now, this point comes again into discussion, that the love of Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem is being set as a parameter for judging the iman of someone, and hypocrisy of a hypocrite. A believer will never have any kind of malice for Mawla Mushkil Kusha Karram Allahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem, and a hypocrite will not have any element of love for Mawla Mushkil Kusha Karram Allahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem. So we should ensure and every now and then question ourselves, who are we amongst? We should, you know, test ourselves whether we love Mawla Mushkil Kusha Karram Allahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem, or unfortunately, ma'azullah, the state is otherwise. If we find any kind of weakness in our claim of loving Mawla Mushkil Kusha Karram Allahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem, then we should work towards turning that over, because there's no other way around.
Sure.
There's no other choice. Salvation lies in loving Mawla Mushkil Kusha Karram Allahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem. Our iman will be preserved if we love Mawla Mushkil Kusha Karram Allahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem. Mm-hmm. But that, of course, has to be through physical means as well, through practically proofs as well, not only through merely verbal claims.
There are so many other distinctive features which we can talk about this great personality in the history of Islam, fourth caliph of Islam, Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha Karram Allahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem. See, one of his beautiful attributes is his knowledge, his ilm. Ana Madinatul Ilm Aliyun Babuha. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, I am the city of knowledge, and Ali is its door.
Allahu
Akbar. So this tells us that if you want to enter into a city, you need to enter through a door, isn't it? So without Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha radiyallahu an, we cannot enter into the city of knowledge. We need that door. And that door, the love of Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha is important. The knowledge from the court of Mushkil Kusha is important. That door is very much important to enter into the city of the knowledge of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And this also tells us, this very hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I am the city of knowledge and Ali is its door. I think this also highlights the importance of Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem. And there are so many subhanallah examples which are mentioned in the history, in ahadith, in the books, that subhanallah, which highlights the level of knowledge which was possessed by Mawla Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem. Inshallah, I will also share, could you please shed some light onto that also?
That's beautiful, Rizwan Bhai. The element of knowledge. Wow. Knowledge is something that elevates the ranks of a person.
No doubt.
Without knowledge, a human being is not a human being. It is knowledge that, of course, distinguishes a person, an illiterate person, and an elite person. Now, Mawla Mushkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem, again, the likes of Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, whom themselves were pillars of knowledge, whom themselves the history refers to when it comes to finding a solution. What does Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu say regarding Mawla Mushkil Kusha radiallahu anhu? He says that whenever we inquired anything from Mawla Mushkil Kusha Karram Allahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem, then every time we found the answer to be right.
Allah.
Whenever any problem occurred, we asked Mawla Mushkil Kusha Karram Allahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem, and all the time we found the answer to be right. And when Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, he was mentioned in front of Amma Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She said that there's no one who knows more about the rulings of Sharia than Ali.
Subhanallah.
Who is saying this? The mother of believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was also a jurist. Many sahaba, they acquired knowledge from Amma Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She clarified many rulings, many issues for the Ummah. That's how knowledgeable she herself was.
Sure.
Said regarding Mawla Mushkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem that no one knew more about the rulings of Sharia than Ali.
Allah.
And then the likes of Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala, what does he say regarding Mawla Mushkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem? He says that amongst ilme fara'id, the knowledge of obligatory rulings, and amongst the decision making of the cases in the entire Medina, there was no one more knowledgeable than Ali.
No doubt.
So then Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is saying this about Mawla Mushkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem. In the entire Medina, no one had more knowledge than Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu anhu in regards to the ilm of fara'id, and in regards to the ilm of resolve making decisions regarding cases. So this is the excellence of Mawla Mushkil Kusha Karram Allahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem. And it's beyond us.
I've got something in front of me. Mawla Ali Shukusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajahul Kareem. He mentions himself that by Allah Azza wa Jal, I have the knowledge about each and every ayah of Quran. Where and when was it revealed?
Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah.
So thousands of ayahs of Quran. And Mawla Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajahul Kareem says, I know, I have got the knowledge of each and every single ayah of Quran. When and where was it revealed? No doubt Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given me the heart which understands and tongue which asks questions. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. This is, he is saying, subhanallah, to mention the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In terms of tahdith, ni'mat, what you call, Allahu Akbar. Mentioning the karam and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells that this is the knowledge. Can you imagine the knowledge, the level of knowledge Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha radiallahu anhu would possess?
And continuing on the same point, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyab radiallahu anhu, he states that amongst the sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no other sahabi besides Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem who could say that whatever you want, ask from me.
Allahu Akbar.
No one other than Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Amongst all the sahaba of the Prophet alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no one else who could say that, ask me whatever you want to.
Allah.
This is the knowledge of Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And there's another narration, again, on the authority of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyab radiallahu ta'ala, who says that whenever any difficult case would come in the court of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, and Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem wouldn't be present over there, then he would seek refuge in Allah Almighty in case he makes a wrong decision.
Allah.
And at one occasion when Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, he made one decision, and Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, he reformed him upon that decision over there. Then Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, his historic words,
Allah,
he said, if Ali wasn't there, Umar would have been destroyed.
Allah.
This is the knowledge of Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, that even the other contemporaries, the sahaba, they used to consult him, and they used to acknowledge the knowledge of Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And the whole discussion comes to an end when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he himself is talking about the knowledge of Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala.
Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem said, it is mentioned in Qutul Qulub, that if I want, then I can load 70 camels with the tafsir of alone Suratul Fatiha.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah,
just
Allah.
One Surah Fatiha tafsir, if I want to write, I can load 70 camels.
Allah.
So ulama, they mentioned that if 70 camels are loaded with registers written in tafsir, just of tafsir of Suratul Fatiha, that Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha radiyallahu ta'ala an said, I can load 70 camels.
Just on the tafsir of Surah Fatiha.
Allahu Akbar.
Surah Fatiha, only 7 verses.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu
and
Akbar.
A weight of 7 camels.
If this is the condition of the knowledge of the door of the city, can you imagine the knowledge of the city itself, the knowledge of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar.
The faculty, the ability of decision making, right on the spot. And this is also something which a person adopts along with knowledge, along with wisdom, the presence of mind,
yeah,
which is not possible without having adequate knowledge. Now, Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, in terms of decision making also, he was second to none. When the most of the complicated cases we brought in his court, he would resolve them within few moments. And that would leave the biggest of the intellectual people in awe, that how come was this solution possible? And it was Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem who would resolve it within instances. Like once Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu anhu, he states this incident that two women came in the court of Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, and they both were arguing, fighting over one child. And both were saying that he is my child, he is my child. Now you can imagine a small baby who himself can't speak, two women arguing over him, that he's my child, he's my child. Now this case comes in the court of Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And both of them, They're saying the same thing. Now, Mula Mushkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem, look at his intelligence, look at his wisdom. He orders his servant that bring a saw and cut the child into two pieces and give each piece to each lady, to each woman. Now, the actual mother of the child, spontaneously she spoke out, "No, no, no, I don't want this child. Give him to her." This is what she says. Right over here, Mawla Mushkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem gave the verdict that she is his real mother.
Allah.
And the child was handed over to the real mother. And the other woman who stayed silent, quiet, it was obvious that she is not his mother. And these words which Ali al-Murtaza Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem uttered over here, it was obvious that the actual mother was spontaneously say that, "No, no, no, I don't want this child." So this is how he radiallahu ta'ala anhu resolved this case within few instances.
SubhanAllah.
Another beautiful account, Rizwan bhai, again, on the wisdom of Mullah Mushkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. Beautiful account. And you know, when I was reading through this, this really delighted me as well. And it
Zikr of Mawla Ali delights every believer's heart.
And you know, you think to yourself that, you know, how fortunate we are, first of all, to be amongst the Ummah of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And then to be amongst those who believe in these righteous personalities, to be our leaders, our master, our Mawla. So Sayyidina Zaid bin Arqam radiallahu anh, he mentions this account that once there was a person, and at the time of his death, he left a will to his friend that "I have 10,000 dirham, and after I die, when you see my son, as much as you like, give it to him."
Okay.
Right? Now, when the person died, after some time, his son came back from the other city. And Mawla Mushkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, he said to him that, "Now how much are you going to give him?" Because remember, his friend said that, "As much as you like, give to my son." Now he said, "I'll give him only 1,000 dirhams. Now, on moral grounds, this is wrong. 10,000 dirhams, his father is leaving him and he's only giving 1,000 dirham. Now Mawla Mushkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, he said, "You should give him 9,000 dirham."
Okay.
And he said, "Why is that?" And Mawla Mushkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, he said, "That your friend said, as much as you like, give it to him. You want to give him 1,000 dirhams, this means that you like 9,000 for yourself."
Allah.
So what he said to you was, "Give him as much as you like."
Yeah.
So you're giving 1,000 to him, keeping 9,000 for yourself, means you like 9,000. So you should give 9,000 to him. A beautiful decision by Mawla Mushkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem over here. And on ethical grounds, on moral grounds, this was absolutely just decision that the son, he obtained 9,000 dirhams and that person had only 1,000 dirham, which would have been otherwise round if that wasn't the case. This is the wisdom of Mawla Mushkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem.
MashaAllah. Wasim bhai, definitely one personality possesses many different subhanallah distinctive features when we're talking about personality like Sayyidina Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. The love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam he possessed, Allahu Akbar. That is also something very much distinctive in its nature, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala narrates that one day Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem went to Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha and then came to masjid and lay there. He lied down. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam came to the house of his beloved daughter Sayyida Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha.
Right.
And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked about Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. She radiyallahu anha, she said that he is gone to masjid, he is in the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam went to the masjid and found the back of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem covered with dust due to receding of the sheet. The shawl, what he was wearing, it was a bit uncovered and dust was getting blessings from the back of Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. Let's put it this way. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam started removing the dust from the back, Allahu Akbar, of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. What a great fortune he possessed. And said, "Qum aba turab, Allahu Akbar. Oh Abu Turab, wake up. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said about Turab, so Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajahu al-kareem, he had other kunya, Abu al-Hasan also, but he used to love this kunya, Abu Turab, he would love this kunya, because this was given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That was so dear to him. So this tells us the love Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajahu al-kareem possessed. For even the title given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he loved and respected that so much that he, this was the most dearest of all the kunya he possessed. And what would be the level of the love he possessed for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the jaan of iman, which is the soul of one's iman, and this is very much reflected in the seerahs, in the personalities, biographies of our pious predecessors and Sahaba Kiram alayhim ridwan, the element of love they possessed for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that its example cannot be seen in the history. So this is also something to learn from the seerah of Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, to love Rasulullah alayhi wa salatu wa salam the most.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah Rizwanbi, as you were mentioning this beautiful account, I was just thinking that, you know, how blessed and fortunate that soil was.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu
that it had the honor of being attached to Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. And then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
That became the reason of the blessed Allah hands Allah to rub Allah on the back of Mawla Ali.
Maybe we sacrificed Allah upon that soil.
SubhanAllah.
You know, SubhanAllah. And this very important, the most fundamental element of our iman that you've brought into discussion, Allahu Akbar.
And why should we not be sacrificed? Allahu Akbar. Ulama, they have got consensus. The part of the land which is touching the Allah, blessed body of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right now where Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam is resting, that piece of land has more excellence than Kaaba. That piece of land has more excellence than Arsh. Allahu Akbar, because that is touching the blessed body of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This is the reason why ulama they mentioned this point, because the actual reason, or you can say the jaan of iman and faith, the soul of one's iman is the dhat, is the personality of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Beautifully mentioned, Rizwan bhai, and dear viewers of Madani channel, we see again another beautiful attribute of the seerah of Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, is the love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And it is this love that leads a person to the path of piety, to the path of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the path of adopting other attributes as well. There's a lot more to discuss about Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, but unfortunately the time does not allow us to carry on. But this was just a small effort, a small try to pay a tribute in the court of our master, our leader, who is known as the Lion of Allah, Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali Al-Murtaza Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem. Towards the end, we'll talk about the martyrdom of Mawla Mushkil Kusha Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahu Al-Kareem, that in what state did his martyrdom take place, and what do we learn from his blessed martyrdom as well? Because every attribute, every element of the seerah of these righteous personalities leave an example for us to follow. So how did his martyrdom take place? Was it is stated in the books that in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem, Sayyiduna Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, in the morning he was leaving to offer Salatul Fajr, and as he was going to lead Salatul Fajr, he was also waking other people up to offer Salatul Fajr. And on the way, a deviant, a Khariji, the accursed Ibn Muljam, he attacked Mawla Mushkil Kusha Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, struck him with sword in his head. To this, Sayyidina Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, he said, "By the Rabb of Kaaba, by the Lord of Kaaba, I have become successful." Mawla Mushkil Kusha karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem was cowardly attacked like this, and he was struck by sword in his head. And according to some narrations, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was attacked on 19th Ramadan al-kareem and passed away on 21st Ramadan al-Kareem, 40 Hijrah. This is how Sayyidina Mawla Mushkil Kusha, Karramullahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, he departed this world, and that was also whilst he was going to offer his Fajr Salah. Again, Salah, offering Salah. What do we learn from this? Even during the last moments of his life, he radiallahu ta'ala anhum was going to offer his Salah. So after gracing the caliphate for 4 years, 8 months and 9 days, at the age of 63, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza, the lion of Allah, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, departed this world. Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and Abdullah bin Ja'far radiyallahu anhum, they gave him bath, they gave him ghusl. And Sayyidina Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba radiyallahu anhu, the elder son of Mawla Mushkil Kusha, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, led his funeral salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest of mercies and blessings upon Mawla Mushkil Kusha, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, and enable us to follow in his footsteps. Just towards the end, Rizwan bhai, any last message that you would like to give to the viewers of Madani Channel in light of today's program?
Now, Muslim bhai, many messages can be given from the seerah of Sayyidina Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha, subhanallah, because his seerah is full of beautiful attributes and qualities. But one I would like to pick is knowledge, is ilm. Subhanallah. He was the door of the knowledge of city. So this tells us that we should also seek knowledge. We should also attach ourselves with Quran, with ahadith, with the knowledge, the Islamic teachings. And this is something we are lacking, to be honest with you. We love such personalities. We chant their name. We talk about them, listen about them. We want to listen their mention and everything. But when it comes to seek knowledge, but when it comes to follow their teachings, they follow their footsteps, so we are very, very much behind. So this is what we need to understand, and I hope inshallah we can seek knowledge, we can learn Deen Islam through Madani Channel. We should associate ourselves with ulama, with scholars. We should come to Ijtimaat of Dawat Islami. We should travel in Madani Qafle. Dawat Islami has provided many various opportunities to seek knowledge of Deen Islam. Alhamdulillah, it is serving Quran and Hadith. And if we want to learn, we can join this beautiful atmosphere of Dawat Islam.
SubhanAllah, beautiful message given by Brother Rizwan in relation to acquiring knowledge, which again would be following in the footsteps of Mawla Mushkil Kusha, Sher-e Khuda, Ali al-Murtaza, Karramallahu ta'ala, Wajhahul Kareem. This was all for today. Inshallah, Azzawajal will be back with another fresh episode in which we will discuss about the mother of Hasanayn Kareemain, Sayyidatuna Fatimatu Zahra, radiyallahu ta'ala, anha. Take very good care of yourself and stay tuned into Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Parents of Hasanayn Kareemain, Fatima wa Ali, radiyallahu